Purging the Demons, Emotional Freedom. This is the very perfection of a man to find out his own imperfection. St. Augustine, 354 AD to 430 AD. True freedom is much more than having enough income and time to do what you want. It is quite possible, actually the rule rather than the exception, to have financial and time freedom but still be caught in the throes of the rat race. One cannot be free from the stresses of a speed and size-obsessed culture until you are free from the materialistic addictions, time-famine mindset, and comparative impulses that created it in the first place. This takes time. The effect is not cumulative, and no number of 2 week, also called 2 week, sightseeing trips can replace one good walkabout. By all means, go ahead and take a post office celebratory trip and go nuts for a few weeks. I know I did. Rock on. Ibiza and glow sticks, here I come. Have some absinthe and drink lots of water. Following that, sit down and plan a real mini-retirement. In the experience of those I've interviewed, it takes 2 to 3 months just to unplug from obsolete routines and become aware of just how much we distract ourselves with constant motion. Can you have a 2-hour dinner with Spanish friends without getting anxious? Can you get accustomed to a small town where all businesses take a siesta for 2 hours in the afternoon and then close at 4 p.m.? If not, you need to ask why. Learn to slow down. Get lost intentionally. Observe how you judge both yourself and those around you. Chances are that it's been a while. Take at least 2 months to disincorporate old habits and rediscover yourself without the reminder of a looming return flight. The financial realities. It just gets better. The economic argument for mini-retirements is the icing on the cake. 4 days in a decent hotel or a week or two at a nice hostel costs the same as a month in a nice posh apartment. If you relocate, the expenses abroad also begin to replace, often at much lower cost, bills you can then cancel stateside. Here are some actual monthly figures from recent travels. Highlights from both South America and Europe are shown side by side to prove that luxury is limited by your creativity and familiarity with the locale, not gross currency devaluation in third world countries. It will be obvious that I did not survive on bread and begging. I lived like a rock star, and both experiences could be done for less than 50% of what I spent. My goal was enjoyment and not austere survival. Airfare. Free. Courtesy of Amex Gold Card and Chase Continental Airlines MasterCard. Muses are low maintenance but often expensive in one or both of two tactical areas, manufacturing and advertising. Shop for providers of both that are willing to accept credit cards as payment and negotiate this up front if necessary by saying, rather than trying to negotiate you down on pricing, I just ask that you accept payment by credit card. If you can do that, we'll choose you over competitor X. This is yet another example of a firm offer and not a question that puts you in a stronger negotiating position. For a detailed explanation of how I multiply points for travel using concepts like piggybacking and recycling, log on to www.4hourworkweek.com.